2014 Love Life Women's Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart.
You can speak to the mountain all you want, but without the spirit of faith, the mountain gonna laugh at you. And when I talk about mountains, I'm talking about big problems. We're talking about authorities in the earth. Remember when Noah's flood, or the flood of Noah's day, took place, the first thing that was destroyed was the flesh. Everything outside of the ark, all the people, when the water rose high enough, the people couldn't stand on rocks. And it says that all flesh died. Amen. That's the first thing God wants to destroy, is the flesh, the works of the flesh. As the water kept rising, though, the hills were overtaken. Those, I like to liken those hills to small difficulties. But as the water kept rising, the trees were covered up, and then the mountaintops were covered. And then the fowl of the air had nowhere to land, and they were destroyed. But see, they were destroyed by the rising of the water. Tell somebody, fall in love with Jesus. That's how we overcome. Paul said, I'm crucified. See, the religious spirit, which is a spirit, it's a religious spirit. It justifies people in their works. They find fulfillment merely or simply in what they do. Now, there's a side of that that's okay. You know, we want to be fulfilled in what we do, but you're not justified by your works. I'll go as far as to say this. Nobody get offended, but you're not justified with just coming to church. Coming to church doesn't justify us. You know, being here doesn't justify me. Because, see, are you here for real? Sometimes we're in places, but we're not really there. When we are here, what spirit are we carrying? That makes all the difference. The spirit of faith, the spirit by which we do things. It's not all the time what we do. It's the spirit in which we do it. Remember, Martha and Mary were serving, and Martha ran to Jesus and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all this serving? Bid her come that she might, in other words, make her come and help me. And Jesus, he said, Martha, Martha, you are troubled or cumbered about many things. See, he didn't just leave it in that instant. He spoke to her spirit. Amen. He said, you are troubled. You are cumbered about many things. Amen. In other words, the spirit by which you are serving is not a good spirit. Yeah. But you're serving. It's not a good spirit. You're cumbered. You're troubled about many things. And see, when that person's like that, a lot of times, They'll include someone else in it and try to pull somebody else in it. Well, while Mary was sitting at his feet. Now, he said something very, very important. He said to Martha, you're troubled about many things. He said, but Mary has chosen the good part. The good part. Somebody say the good part. But he went on to say that shall not be taken from her. You see, all that Martha was doing, and what we do for reward. Amen. We do it as unto the Lord for reward. But he said, the spirit by which you are doing this, you'll have no reward. Amen. Martha, you're cumbered about many things. You're troubled. And the spirit by which you are doing this, you will receive no reward. But Mary has chosen that good part. In other words, she's sitting at my feet with an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of worship, an attitude of reverence. And she's receiving that will not be taken from her. See, it's the spirit by which we do things. That's why many times you're not experiencing victory in a certain area. You're doing it in the wrong. Listen, this is a painstaking thing. You can't just, you know, throw a bone out there and think that God's going to go after the bone. You just did it any old kind of way. You just said any old kind of thing. You just kind of threw it together and you expected it. No, it ain't going to work. You got to have the goods. You got to carry the spirit of God. When you are reviled, you cannot afford to revile back, even though it cuts you. Oh, I know I challenged a lot of y'all there. Because we're good at, you know, coming back with a comeback. Because see what it does, it relieves our flesh momentarily. Come on, let me talk to you. All of us are still in these bodies. You know how it feels to the flesh when you, well, maybe not, it shouldn't so much today, but you know how it was, let me say, back in the day. When you would tell somebody off. They got you mad. You tell them off, you walk away feeling good. You told them off. You put them in their place. But see, that was just the flesh. Anybody ready to go on this journey? The Lord's not hiding from you. He's trying to show you the way. When he was reviled, he did not revile again. When he was threatened, the Bible says he opened not his mouth, but he committed himself. Now, herein lies a suffering on our part. He committed himself to him that judges righteously. Can you do that even when it seems like God is not saying anything to you? When it seems like God is not vindicating you? When it seems like, you know, it's getting worse, Lord? And I have no word, I have no direction, and I feel like I'm about to explode. Tell somebody there's something beyond your trial that awaits you. Has to do with words, though. Let's read these verses. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe. And therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So we see here Paul saying, we having the same spirit of faith, and it says, according as it is written, I believed, therefore, I have spoken. We believe, therefore we speak. Now, in order to establish the spirit of faith in your life, two major things have to take place. Two major things have to come into governance over your life. Number one, as Paul said, I have believed. Tell somebody, I must believe. And that's not too tall an order for you, because you have been given a measure of faith. Hello? I said you have a measure of faith, not a small measure. You have enough faith to do anything that is necessary to be done in your life right now. You have the faith. When the disciples could not cast that demon out of that boy, they said, Lord, increase our faith. He said, nay, if you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you will say to the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and doubt not in your heart, and you'll have whatsoever you say. That mountain will obey you. But see, that seed has, there's something that has to be done with that seed. Tell somebody, that seed is in my heart. Come on, say, I have an incorruptible seed. Faith is a fruit of the Spirit of God. It's a fruit. Faithfulness, fruit. It's a fruit. It's in you. It's in you to believe. It's in you to trust. It's in you to have vision. It's in you to love God. Come on, it ain't in the world. They're in darkness, but it's in you. But now, there's something that has to be done with that faith that's in your heart. Paul, the second thing he said, I have believed, therefore I speak. I'm telling you, I know church, 37 years of churching. I don't know it all, but I know church. And I know most of the pitfalls of God's children are due to their own words. Most of the snares. Now, someone may have done you wrong for the word's sake. Thank God if it's for the word's sake, if we have to suffer for the word's sake. Because God will vindicate us. But where you've made the mistake is that they've done you wrong and you go to retaliating. You go to saying things that are contrary to the word. You stop believing the word. You let go of the word. You start getting into the flesh and start to become carnal in your thinking. And then you have to go around the mountain again. And then things get bad and you wonder where God is. God never left where he was. You just allowed someone else. Tell somebody, stop giving people control over your life. Above everything else, you guard your heart. There are things that sometimes hurt you, but they don't ultimately harm you. When people don't say kind words to you, you know, if your heart is tender, it kind of hurts. Especially people you expect to be kind. But it's not going to harm you. You look at it orange, let iron sharpen iron. Amen? But there are certain things, if you allow them to, they will harm you. That's why you have to guard your heart. Yes. And see, it's not so much what a person does. It's what you allow to come out of you. Amen. Tell somebody, I can't be cursed. God has commanded me to be blessed. And I will say that over you. You cannot be cursed. But now, let's take a closer look at that. Nobody can curse you. It don't matter, you know, down in Haiti when we go down there, well, past the season, those guys have, you know, there's a bunch of stuff we deal with down there. But, they, you know, I learned down through the years, they deal with it just like you deal with anything else. Now we would be spooky and afraid and all that, but they understand they can't be cursed. You cannot curse what God has blessed. But now, you can bring a curse on yourself. You're the only one that can bring a curse on you.
We are continuing in part 19 of The Faith Crisis, The Spirit of Faith, part 2. God should be governing your life in every way. Make him your business partner. Talk to him before you make any decisions. You can, number one, have a positive scriptural confession and release the ministry of the high priest. You can, number two, have no confession. Or you can, number three, have a negative, unscriptural confession. When you don't say anything, you are left as a victim of the circumstance. If you speak negatively, you expose yourself to evil demonic forces. You have a voice. Use it to overturn circumstances. Speak the language of the kingdom. You cannot be defeated. God hears you, and the answer is on the way. Hold fast your confession and rise in faith.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.